This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. Whatever it is you want to submit, you are welcome to do so. You find something online, maybe a YouTube video or news item, blog post, whatever it is you think's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So go see for yourself, get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so we'll start things out here with an update for you. According to Gizmodo.com, which is a kind of a tech-focused website, there's an update on what has been going on with the Lulzsec folks, or Anonymous. I'm not really sure who's behind this particular one. I thought it was Lulzsec that was on the attack against the Arizona police, the folks out in Maricopa County, where it was reported by one of our listeners a few weeks ago. They found a report online that they had essentially cracked into their email server or something like that and pulled up all kinds of documents and emails.
Well, I think there's also a second group in that. I think it was Antisec or something. There's like Lulzsec, and then there was a auxiliary group spurn off of that one.
Really?
And Lulzsec apparently finished their voyage. It was basically a 50-day... hack sort of deal.
Oh, so they've ended that. Yes. That group is disbanded, basically?
Yeah,
the
group basically dissolved. And then all that was left was, I think, I'm not certain about the name, but I think it was Antisec, which is that hashtag right there. And it's basically continuing, but it's more of a very temporary, it seems, just sort of, it's hard to decide what its actual goal or purpose is other than just...
Right.
Continuing the mayhem or whatever.
Well, here's the news from Gizmodo. Kelly Hodgkins reports that Anonymous has struck a third and deadly blow on the Arizona police. This latest grab includes personal information and emails for 1,200 officers,
oh, boy.
Including usernames, passwords, email addresses, credit card numbers,
oh my,
and more. Some of the emails are ripe with racist remarks about torturing ragheads, crude anti-Obama slurs, and pornography. Other emails discuss the recent hacks in the PR strategy to defuse public reaction to the revelation of a sex offender in their ranks. Hundreds of private documents from the FOP, that's, I think, Fraternal Order of Police, and mail spools from the upper-level police administration are now in the wild as well. Anonymous is not done. Not yet. They have password lists to email accounts, Hotmail, Gmail, etc., and they have been reading all the emails. This task is way more than they can handle. They're asking the hacking community for help in parsing these email accounts and exposing the secrets contained within. Judging by what they've found so far, we should hear a lot more about the Arizona Police Department in the coming weeks.
Right.
I love this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's transparency, right? I mean, what actually goes on behind those sheets of paper and plate glass.
I don't think, I think that people should have privacy, but whenever this kind of thing happens, you always get this kind of racist stuff that comes out. And I don't know what to call it. Is it the kind of personality that would go on to police department is kind of team oriented? I mean, I don't, is it because they deal with ethnic groups on a regular basis that are breaking the law? I mean, I don't know what it is, but my experience with police departments, there's always been a strong contingent of bigots.
Yep, and I'm sure that's been the experience of people who have different colored skin as well.
Yeah, if you consider that the police are, they're put in a position where they are the tip of the sword for the state and enforcing these laws and tyranny, blah, blah, blah. So they receive a lot of hate. It's only natural, I think, that they might actually succumb to that anger towards them and then, reflect it back or something. But otherwise, the whole idea of a bully sort of mentality of this person who goes into the police force so he can continue his reign of power or whatever,
Some of them have to be go in for that reason, right?
I think a few, sure. And unfortunately for the good ones, and there might be several or many good ones, unfortunately for the good ones, the bad cops, so to speak, not only taint the entire idea of police force, but the fact that the good ones can't stand up and maybe prosecute these offenders or, you know, carry that pursuit of justice to the fullest measure, not just the half measure that they give to the quote-unquote citizens. So I think that's the tragedy right there.
You know, my experience, the police, the law enforcement agency that I had the most experience was the prison guards that I was the staff canteen operator for. Mm-hmm. I was as close to an employee of the state like them as you could get as an inmate. And it was extraordinarily rare that I ever heard one of the white officers make some comment about, you know, stop being racist, that kind of thing. The one time I can remember it happening, he only did it with inmates. He didn't do it with staff. And I'll tell you, my experience with the staff was that there were a lot of racists. And even though there were black guards, there was this sort of different thing going on. I don't even know how to describe it.
I think, you know, prison especially is sort of its own sort of biosphere or socioeconomic sphere, however you want to term it.
But most of them, many of them were either former cops, current cops.
Right.
They were on forces. There were definitely ones that were on forces elsewhere.
So would you say, in your opinion, that the people who take up these positions of power are more predisposed towards having hateful viewpoints or bigoted mindsets?
Well, I think that it's, now we'll show my bigotry. I think that it kind of infiltrates because of the area and the socioeconomic strata that they target for hiring. They get people out in the country that are poor, and that's not for my experience, that's not the best place to get people who have the most enlightened worldview, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
Well,
and
it could also attract the folks that are more likely to be bigoted, because if they are real true bigots and they want to put down, you know, the colored folk, then joining the police ranks would be a good way to do that, right?
But they couldn't have possibly got in for that reason. It's
I hope not.
But
maybe.
I don't think so. I really don't, because there are plenty of black officers there too. I think they just like the power, and they happen to be bigots, and that certainly would come through in their jobs in the way that they
maybe power mongers are more likely to be bigoted.
Well, I think they'd be happy to beat anybody, but they'd especially be happy to beat a black person, so to speak, or a brown, whatever their thing is, you know.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 800-259-9231.
There's this one fella, I'm not going to name names, maybe I should, I don't know, but it was during the O.J. Simpson trial, and his attitude towards, and this was after the trial was over, is the attitude towards Mark Furman and what was the woman's name? Marsha Clark, not the prosecutor, the victim.
Oh,
Nicole
Goldman,
Brown Simpson,
yeah.
And then what was the other victim?
Yeah.
Was
it Ron Goldman?
Rob Goldman. Okay, I've got the names all wrong. It's been so long.
It doesn't matter.
He said that they deserved to die because, that she was having sex with an N-word, and that Mr. Goldman then had sex with her after she was contaminated.
Oh, wow.
Man.
So I mean, you know, that was his attitude towards it, and this guy was, moving on up in the ranks.
You know, it's at that point that I feel sorry for that person in a way. Just like your mindset is so small and so closed and so primitive. I just like, you know, you clearly are not an enlightened person, and you're clearly not striving for that path. What do you do in that situation other than not associate?
I had been in prison for years at this point, and dealt with racial violence these racial threats and racial violence on a day-to-day basis, and that shocked me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was how stunning of a statement it was.
The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about the police or bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, you may do so. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Your calls are next. This is Free Talk Live.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
Ooh. 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 If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy features like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and your thoughts, let's talk to James listening in New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. I guess I was on your show a couple weeks ago as the guy on a one-way trip from Florida, and I was just calling. I guess people felt I should call and tell you that it's been less than 2 weeks, and now I have a job. So
you're talking about in New Hampshire?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, great. So you're talking about moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, where thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are converging in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime?
Yes, and I went to Porkfest on a one-way trip, and then I, after Porkfest, I went to Manchester, and now I start working tomorrow.
That sounds great, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, some people would claim that there aren't any jobs, and that's a bunch of nonsense because those people clearly aren't willing to work anywhere. And so here you are to say, hey, I came up to Porkfest, spent a week at Porkfest, and then... No, they're not. They're not willing to work...
They're not willing to work anywhere, but they're willing to work somewhere.
They're willing to work in a place that's not available. How about that? They're not willing to work at any of the jobs that are available. How about that one? And anyway, so you came up to Porkfest for a week and then got... So did you find a job within a week, or did you...
It took me a week and a half.
Gotcha.
I've heard this story over and over again from people who have moved to the area and said, I'd take anything, and so I decided to go get a job and went out and worked all day to get jobs and got jobs.
I think it would be a good idea to have as much savings as possible for when you make the move to make sure that you've got enough of a cushion that everything is comfortable for you. But as you pointed out, it's not that hard to find a job up here. There are, New Hampshire has the lowest unemployment rate of the entire Northeast. So if you're going to find a job in the Northeast, New Hampshire is probably the best place to find one.
Oh, and that, and I got reminded after the Casey Anthony verdict, too, of exactly why I'm glad now I definitely moved up here. It was a good reminder.
Why is that?
Well, I was sitting there thinking, oh, man, I really need to find work soon, and did I do the right thing? And then calls started coming in about people wanting to hire me, and then the next thing you know, I hear about the Casey Anthony verdict, and then I sit there and listen to a bunch of the people in Florida. Sit there, do things like attack, jury trials and that now, and how they have this thing that they believe someone's guilty, until proven innocent instead of the other way around.
Yeah, it's amazing how these high-level cases kind of paint the picture that, the jury system is bent towards, finding people innocent. I was listening to one of these dorks on the radio in Florida today talking about our system is the worst, is a terrible system except for all the rest of them in the world, and it's designed that 10 people will go free if one person's put in jail or something, one of these kind of ideas that... that the innocent should be found innocent. But, anybody who looks at the statistics will find that more than 99% of cases are settled before jury trial, and they're also, once you take them to jury trial, more than 66% of felonies are found guilty. So, I mean, that's assuming that the authorities are always right, they must be darn right. 99.66, I mean, they're better than Ivory Soap.
Yeah, my only issue with the jury trial, I do like the idea of someone who's not in the state's sort of payroll deciding things more than the person who is in the state's payroll, if someone's going to have to decide something. But the issue that I have is sort of the instructions they give the juries, at least here in New Hampshire, it's sort of these robotic instructions that basically say you're not supposed to be a human being when you make any decisions with this, this case matter and whatnot.
Well, and also I heard on... they have this one woman, I won't mention her name, but I'm sure you know who she is on HLN. But basically, she's out there trying to get people fired up, I guess. I guess she wants some, half-cocked person to go out there and take action, I guess, and take justice in her own hands. But at the same time, she's on TV attacking the jury system. And what's amazing is all these people are making comments on there. I mean, I see mixed comments. I've actually heard people actually stand up saying, well, it was actually right what happened. But there are a lot of people out there that support them almost doing away with jury trials.
Well, I would imagine those same people, I would imagine those same people exist anywhere, not just in Florida, but I'm sure folks like that exist in New Hampshire, too.
I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that. I think the news media is amplifying the volume these individuals are making, and that's what I think. And I'm sure they could find plenty of people that love the idea of a jury trial over a judge or a magistrate deciding things. And
they're
just not
noise.
Vocal about it because that's the current situation.
Wait. Okay, so the Casey Anthony trial, whether, to me it looks like there's some really suspicious stuff that went on with this lady. Like, it looks like she killed her kid, and I understand at least what you see in the news. And I don't know everything. I wouldn't claim to know everything. It's not keeping me up at night. But I can understand why people are trying to find solutions. They're just finding terrible solutions. Look, if you had a professional jury, they'd be just as corrupt as the judges. I mean, the people are talking about professional jurors. Well, why not? We have them. They're called judges. And we don't need a panel of 12 judges to judge each case. What we need is competition. Competition makes everything better, and competition would make the court system better. If there was, some way that we could somehow come up with competing court systems that would have, binding arbitration, then you'd see better results, period.
I think these people also should put in mind that, or keep in mind that, what if they're a defendant one day? If they actually find themselves as a defendant one day, they're going to realize just exactly how much the system is stacked against them. And
they can't put themselves in that. Most of them can't put themselves in that position. If they've never been a defendant, then they are of this pie in the sky mindset, Pollyanna, if you will. That I'm a law abiding citizen. This could never happen to me.
Well, now as time goes by, it becomes less and less likely because as you get older, you're less and less likely to have to deal with the courts.
You mean more and more likely?
Less and less likely. As you get older, you're less and less likely. Now, as the size of the state increases, each individual citizen is more and more likely. But I still think that as you get older, it outpaces. The growth of the state, but it's likely that their kids will have to, and then that's, I think that's often what confuses people. But they never know. You never know when somebody, your kid, claims to be not guilty, whether or not they really are.
James, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and congrats on your move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you are interested in learning more about the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org. To get more details, get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, get stories from others who have made the move, experiences and such. It's a good site, and we all joined the Free State Project here.
That's right.
Made the move. JJ, you moved from Wisconsin.
Yep.
Mark and myself moved from Florida, and it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yep. Yeah, I'd agree.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, apparently a set of parents have been turned in by their own kids, or at least a dad has been turned in by their own kids. We'll give you the details on that. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And you also need to know that, let's see here, the Vapor Station, Mark's one of our sponsors. Tell me about it.
Yeah, as a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. And we continue with you and your thoughts. Benji is listening in Georgia. And Benji, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. How you guys? Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well. Good. Benji, it says here you're an XM listener.
Yes, sir. I get you on delay here at 9 o'clock Eastern to 12.
Very sharp. So you're calling in early so you can hear yourself later on. Very sharp.
Smart.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I called in because as I was listening to your program last night, I was driving through South Carolina. I'm a truck driver out of Macon, Georgia. I was delivering to Columbia, South Carolina. I was driving up Interstate 20, and I come up on a slow vehicle in just a cruising lane. So I put my blinker on, looked in my mirror, nobody around. I passed a slow vehicle. You know, my truck only goes 62 miles an hour. I'm a truck driver.
Mm-hmm. So he must be going pretty slow.
Yeah, I was going slow. The vehicle I was passing was probably going about 55, you know, gotcha. The older vehicle. So I get over there safely, like I always do. I've been driving 15 years. And all of a sudden, I notice somebody flying up my rear. I see headlights everywhere, you know. And all of a sudden, here come the blue lights. I'm like,
oh, boy.
Hey, what did I do? So I cleared the station wagon. Got back over in the slow lane, pulled off onto the shoulder, and gave the policeman the ample room, you know. So, because, you know, I'm very conscious of police. I got a uncle on the force. So I get over. He proceeds to come around. He gets out of his patrol car, proceeds to come around the right side of my truck. You know, I'm looking at my wallet, trying to get my license out, because I know what's coming. And in my mind, I'm thinking, he just pulled me over because he's mad, because he was going too fast, and I jumped in his way, you know.
That's what it sounds like.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. He rips my door open. He didn't knock on the door. He didn't, you know, present himself.
Now, he's on the passenger side?
Yes, sir. He come around the passenger side where it's completely dark over there.
Mm-hmm.
He rips my door open. I look at him like, what? He jumps up on my steps of my truck, puts his body in my cab, and says, what are you doing? I looked at him. I was so taken aback by this. I was like, I just chuckled at him. You know, I couldn't understand what is happening.
I'm going to ask you the same question there, officer.
That is crazy.
And he goes, you know, let me see your license and registration. And I said, well, what did I do? Present your license and registration, please, sir.
Now, is this a state trooper or is this a local cop?
No, this is a state trooper.
Okay.
From South Carolina.
Got it.
I was at exit 33. I mean, I still got he gave me a warning at the end of the thing. But anyway, I was so shocked. I started laughing, you know, because, you know, I wanted, at that point, I said, okay, I've been listening to Free Talk for about a month now. I found you guys for about a month. And I started watching Cop Block stuff on the internet. You know?
Your mind will be broken soon.
So I said, all right, civil disobedience time, let's go. But then I thought, I got 3 mouths to feed.
Yep.
I can get fired.
Sure.
So I kowtowed to the tyranny. I passed it off as a chuckle. You know, he started to get, you know, he wanted to confrontate.
Oh, he wanted some trouble.
This guy was he couldn't have been 25 years old. He was young.
Sure. Yep.
But, like, he was so crisp and clean, looked like a picture off a brochure of a state trooper magazine, you know.
All they have to do is cut their hair, you know. Wear some sunglasses and have a short haircut.
Hey, man, there's a time that's right for everybody to say no. And when you're in the middle of a career and, like you said, you got mouths to feed, that may not be the right time. But maybe when the kids are grown up and you're retired, then things will be a little bit different. But I don't blame you for going along to get along.
Just as well, if you're going to do civil disobedience, you really ought to record it in some manner, or at least you know, have a witness, obviously, but
sure.
Recording it is the standby there. Did you have anything ready to do that or the capability?
No, sir. I got a crappy phone. I don't even know how to operate the camera on it, let alone a video portion. I have three camcorders, the nice Sony handheld flip-out deals. I told myself, put it in your bag, you know, because I travel with a bag. I told myself, I need to put this in my bag whenever this arrives. You know, I've probably been stopped by police in 3 years. I mean, 3 times out of my life. So,
wow. As a professional driver, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Because they like to pick on you guys. I mean, the state cops and the DOT, they love picking on drivers because they know
I understand what you're saying. We go to the chicken houses, the scale houses and stuff.
Right.
But I've never been, I guess I've been lucky in a sense. I don't know. I've just been Mr. Law-Abiding Citizen, you know. I look the parts, you know, I clean cuts, and I try to, because whenever I pass the police, I straighten up, make sure I'm in the right position, and I want to make them think that I'm very attentive, and, you know. Well,
you know, I think it's good news that people are out there, even in roles such as yours, where you do have these responsibilities, that you're thinking about saying no. I think the fact that people out there are just thinking, considering, you know, they're watching Cop Block, they're listening to Free Talk Live, they're thinking about disobedience, and if that's a mindset that fosters on into the future, again, as those opportunities, as life changes for you, who knows, you may be the next Julian Heichlin when you retire, start driving truck everywhere and... Yeah. Getting in the police's hair.
Another thing you should consider is it's the GPS black box dash cam. This is a camera that records everything that's going on in front of your truck, in your truck, and
that's
so
true.
Everything that would have been said and done would have been recorded.
That's
and
a great idea.
It
for
looks like a little
driver.
Little. It's just a gizmo sitting up on your windshield, so it kind of looks like a fuzzbuster. You can get one at freedomcam.net. I've got one in my car. Ian, you've got one in your car.
Yeah, they're nice.
And it's just to know that if you ever have a circumstance where you're dealing with somebody who's lost their frickin' mind and has a badge, at least you'll be able to say, oh no, that officer's lying. And you'll be able to have proof.
Of course, you would also need to be aware of whatever recording statutes are out there to make sure that you're careful about yourself. You'd have to get into the habit of telling any officer that approached you that, that he may be being recorded. Otherwise, you may end up with a felony charge. So the Freedom Cam, in some cases, could end up getting you. You know, if you're not smart with the Freedom Cam could put you in more jeopardy by recording a scene.
It's certainly happening.
That might have been illegal.
Currently, I'd prefer to take my chances and have the video.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bruce. I really appreciate it. Or Benji, rather. I apologize. Benji, thank you. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. I think it's useful. In fact, I just wrote a piece over at Freekeen.com about how there was an incident at the courthouse a week and a half, two weeks ago, where a man was arrested for wearing a hat. And then shortly after that, people were ejected from the courtroom after the man in the robe said to them, I'm going to ask you to leave, or something like that. He used the term ask before he suggested that people leave. He never said, you all have to leave. You need to leave. No, I'm asking you. I'm going to ask you to leave, and then I'll come back and finish the hearing, was basically what he said. And folks, unfortunately, obediently got up and left. And I wrote this article at Free Keen. I didn't want to be too harsh, because I understand why people left. Nobody wants to get arrested. Nobody wants to go to jail. Most people don't. And I don't blame people who don't want to. But my point was that if people had stuck together and actually stayed in that room, it would have been very unlikely that anything would have happened. Or it certainly would have been unlikely, I think, that all of the dozen folks who left would have been arrested. Because I wasn't arrested, and I stayed in that room, and I was on two different bails at that time. We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. The number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, links to U.S. Amazon, Canadian Amazon, U.K., Germany. Click on the right one for you and get your shopping done, because when you do that, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's Amazon basically sending us a chunk of their profits for sending them the business. You're going to do your shopping online anyway. You're probably going to look at Amazon. You know they've got great prices, free super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. They even sell used items as well. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do so. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls here in a moment. But real quick, just a little bit more about what I was saying before we had to go to break there. The freekeen.com, when you go to freekeen.com, the story there that I posted about Bo being arrested for wearing a hat in court. It's not just about Bo's arrest for wearing the hat, but what happened afterward during his hearing, because they arrested him for wearing the hat. They then took him out of the court in a wheelchair.
Because he wouldn't walk.
Correct. And then they finished up two trials. So they did two, you know, they did some other stuff. Then they bring Bo back in for his so-called right of elocution hearing, where if you're charged with contempt of court, you're able to speak in front of the man in the robe before he sentences you. And he's already made up his mind.
Right, of course. I mean, he's already got you in handcuffs.
Right. So Bo goes up in front of him, and there's something absurd that that Burke, the man in the robe, says, and the crowd chuckles. Some people in the crowd chuckle about it. They laugh.
I believe that what he said, I'm not going to get this quote exactly right, but you have attacked the dignity of this court.
Yeah, and everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. Enough people laugh to make the man in the robe pay attention. He perks up, looks up, and he
says, "One more outburst like that, and I'll clear the courtroom."
No, I don't think he said that. I think that he basically went right to, "You need to leave." Except he didn't say need to. He said, "I'm asking everyone to leave, and so I can finish the trial." Basically, is what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but he was essentially saying that he was going to get up and leave, and he was asking the audience to leave. And everybody got up and left. Now, some people did it faster than others, like Pete from LibertyOnTour.com kind of stuck around for a while and took everybody's name from all the bureaucrats and asked them questions, and he was the last guy to end up leaving the courtroom that day. I tried pointing out to everybody, hey, wait, he just asked you to leave.
And, of course, the bailiffs, they don't understand. The bailiffs, they figured that was an order, so the bailiffs treated it like an order, and they started, to, you know, kind of ushering everybody out. You need to leave. You need to leave. Well, no, no, no. No, he didn't say you need to leave. He didn't demand that everybody leave. He didn't order everybody to leave. He just asked everyone to leave. And so I suggested that folks should stay. As a result of that, unfortunately, nobody really listened to my suggestion. Now, Jason Talley and I did stay. Jason Talley had a video camera. I had a video camera as well. And they were really in our face trying to get us to leave. There's, you know, several minutes in the courtroom where the sheriffs and the bailiffs are attempting to get Talley and I to leave this courtroom. And we stuck it out. And I think it was worth it because we stayed and we got footage of the hearing after that. The man in the robe came back in, didn't say word one to us about still being there. He went on ahead with the hearing, and everybody else was outside of the courtroom at that point. So if you think about it from the perspective of the audience, he didn't specifically target anybody to tell them to leave. He just asked everyone to leave. If he had wanted one person in specific to leave, he could have ordered that person to leave. Look, if you don't leave, you're getting charged with contempt of court. That's what he did with Bo, the guy with the hat. He said, I'm going to leave this courtroom, and if I come back and you still have that hat on, you'll be charged with contempt. He made no such threat to the full audience. He simply asked them to leave. So unless he's threatening you specifically, there's not much that he can do. He doesn't know who laughed and who didn't. And if he did know who laughed, then he could single that person out and have them kicked out. But he didn't do that. In fact, I think he was trying to flex his power. He wanted to see how many people he could get to leave with some, you know, a little trick like that.
Well, in the past, he'd just move it to the back room, wouldn't he? Instead of having clearing the audience, in the past, they have just moved the whatever sort of misjustice is going on there to that back star chamber.
Yeah, but he can turn on the camera back there, and then the audience can still see what's going on in the star chamber. So it was I think it was a really sly move on his part to essentially have his bailiffs misinterpret his actual statement and use their intimidation tactics and the fear of arrest to get people to leave. But I tried as gently as possible to communicate the idea of we just need more people to refuse to obey. Maybe that's not your role, and that's fine. I'm not saying everybody needs to be like Jason Talley or Pete Ayer or myself, but I think that we do need more people who are willing to go all the way. And as we get more people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this problem will solve itself. Because if you can imagine for a moment, instead of having a dozen people in a courtroom where most of the dozen leave when they're asked to, you got 100 people in the courtroom where only half of them leave, and then you still got 50 of them left.
Well, also
that would be quite a situation for them.
People need to figure out the tricks as time goes by. You know, I mean, if this was a trick, and I don't remember what was said. It sounded to me like, get out of here. So
that's what the bailiff said. You need to leave.
And I did. And next time I'll be listening for that. And mm-hmm. Well, he just asked.
Right.
Well, also, I think that a lot of the people that probably left, I wasn't anywhere, you know, I showed up late to all this stuff myself, but maybe they were worried about their jobs. A lot of people like Tally, you named yourself Tally and Pete, you know, three people who don't have a job that
right.
they can lose by getting arrested. So I think if we can get more people working in some sort of, you know, maybe Agora fashion or something else, or being able to back them up if they did get mm-hmm. thrown into jail. I think if there was a insurance or a safety net there, maybe people would be more willing to take the risk.
Well, this is what I was saying to the gentleman Benji, who was on the line earlier, where he was in his cab of his truck and he got the idea, the notion that he should be disobedient to this police officer, and then he realized that, wait a minute, no, I've got a family to get home to.
Be careful
tonight.
About that now.
And so it's like I say, not everybody, it's not time. Everybody's got their right time, and I made this point in the article, and I hope it didn't come off as scathing. I didn't want to come off like, you need to do exactly as I do. No, I don't think that's the case. I think everybody has their role, and I just want to see more people here so we can have a larger pool of people from which we can have more Pete Ayers and more Jason Tallies. Because in a situation where a dozen people were to simply just, well, I'm not going anywhere. This is a public trial, and you don't know who laughed, and so therefore I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to keep watching this trial. It would have completely changed the situation. Those guys would have been neutered. I mean, because they wouldn't have known what to do. Those men would not have had, they never had the orders to arrest anybody. So it's unlikely that anybody would have gotten arrested. Of course, they can do whatever they want, so you never know what's really going to happen. But
having people stay firm and stay, you know, kind of solidarity between them really kind of changes the game. For instance, there was the trespass of 12 incident last year where a dozen of us were arrested outside the jail. They had to muster their entire entire Skene police force. They had to muster the state police. They had to bring out the local other cops from the surrounding
towns.
They had to bring out jail guards. They brought out 13 cops to deal with our 12 activists. But it was only moments before that there were 40 or 50 people there. When the 40 or 50 people heard that the cops were on their way, about 30 of them took off. And again, that was when I first asked myself, boy, what would have happened if those 30 people had just stayed here? Would anyone have ended up being arrested? I don't know.
It does make me wonder.
If you look at the Manchester situation where they were arresting people, you know, they basically gave the command, arrest everybody. And so they started grabbing individuals, you know, one per officer or something to that effect. I think that's probably the situation you'll see. Well, they'll just take what they can handle, and then the rest, you know.
In some cases.
That may be true, but we...
It's hard to say.
Yeah, anyway, it's an interesting question, and I appreciate anybody who's active, period. And like I said, I think it's valuable to have people just thinking about disobedience. It's just, you know, the fact that it crosses your mind is better than it not, right? So over time, I think this will change. We've certainly got more people here now than we've ever had before, and more people means more people willing to take small risks.
And if you're upset with the size, the invasiveness, the intrusiveness, and the the petty power hungriness of the government and the people that are that populated, because there's really no government, it's just a gang of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're upset with that, don't think that it's going to stop because you're continuing to do what they say. Like, I don't like what the government's going to do, but I'll continue to do what they say and bitch about it and vote, well, the same as I've been voting all along. This seems to be what people's reaction is, well, we just have to have better Democrats, or we just have to have better Republicans.
No, at some point you have to say no. Now, whenever that time is, I don't know when that time is going to be for you, but at some point you have to say no. If you want things to change... Otherwise, you're just going to go along to get along for the rest of your life. And how's that going to feel? What's that going to be like for your kids, too? What kind of future will that create for them? 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is next. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinnertime conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.